Here's where we're going to start today. If you're a follower of Jesus, think about how it started. How did God draw you in? You know, did something happen in your life? Was there an event that God used to get your attention? Or maybe did a parent or a friend, maybe even a pastor, tell you the good news about Jesus? It could be that you were reading a book and you read something and suddenly it all made sense. Or maybe something weird happened in your life, something supernatural that you're like, oh, God is real and he sees me and he loves me. You know, there's only one way to God, through Jesus, his only son. But there are tons of ways to connect with Jesus. You know, all of our stories are a little bit different. And you know, in each of those stories, there's like a thread that runs through them all. I don't know if you see that. If we're followers of Jesus, somewhere along the line, it involved some combination of show and tell. Yeah, show and tell. You know, like kindergarten, show and tell. The little kid shows up all excited with the puppy to show the class. Show and tell. If we're followers of Jesus, someone showed us God and his love. And someone told us about Jesus and how we can connect with him. Now, God does this directly. People today have visions of Jesus. I've heard of it in Muslim countries. And way back, you know, when Jesus was here on earth, he did this, totally did. You can read it in the Bible. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Do you see the show and tell? Jesus is healing people. He's demonstrating. He's showing his kingdom. He's showing God's love. And he's telling. He is teaching, proclaiming the kingdom of God. Well, Jesus, he also teaches his goofy disciples how to do this. He's like, you guys can play show and tell too. He appointed 12 that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He sent them out to do show and tell, to show, drive out demons, to tell, to preach. And guess what? If you're a follower of Jesus, you get to play too. You get to do show and tell. Jesus lovingly commands us, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And Jesus, just in case we missed it, says it again in different words. He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Do you see the show and tell? Jesus has authority. We receive power for the showing. And the telling is going and teaching and being God's witnesses. You know, really, it's like God is the best kindergarten teacher ever, right? He could do show and tell on his own, but no, he wants the kids to help. He's like, you know, let's let the kids get in on it and be excited and have the fun too. So he makes show and tell like a mandatory activity in his class. We get to do this. So I wonder, are we doing show and tell with Jesus? I mean, in the last year, have you helped anyone connect with Jesus? Start following him. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. But I'll tell you, in one big survey, 95% of Christians had never led anyone to Christ. Ugh. I mean, wow. Why? I mean, if we truly believe what we say we believe, if we believe the good news about Jesus is true, then we should be sharing it with more people. Why do we shy away from show and tell? I think we got a lot of reasons. Some of us would say, oh, you know, I'm afraid because I don't have all the answers. You know, I don't want to sound like an idiot. I don't know what to say and when. Or we're like, oh, you know, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to invade anyone's privacy. You know, they could take it the wrong way and, you know, think I'm a kook. You know, some of us are like, oh, you know, I could tell people about Jesus, but I'm not doing any weird stuff. No, there's not going to be any showing going on. Or on the flip side, we're like, yeah, I could pray for people, but I'm just not that very good with my words telling them. You know, some of us, we think, oh, well, holy cow, what if I messed it up, right? I would hate for anyone to miss Jesus and go to hell because I couldn't tell them about him, right? Can you relate to any of that? I think a lot of us can. We got other reasons too. You know, some of us have tried to tell people about Jesus and it didn't go well, so now we're gun shy. We don't want to try again. Today, we're going to press into that tension. Yeah. This fall, we're talking about tensions and meeting Jesus in the tension. And let me tell you, this show and tell business with Jesus, it can make us tense. It can. Let me give you an example of this tension. There's the tension between whether it's our job or God's job. Yeah, Jesus commands us, right? Matthew 28, Acts 1, he's like, do it, go, show and tell. But it's not all our job. No, this is a partnership with God, right? We do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. We do it like, you know, together. Let me give you this might be oversimplified, but let me give you an example. It's like kindergarten, right? You show up with the little puppy and you have to bring the puppy and tell people about the puppy. But let me tell you, that little puppy, you don't really control that puppy, right? Oh, he's so cute and cuddly and everybody loves him, but that puppy can bite and bark and pee on the ground. Partnering with a puppy and Jesus is kind of the same, right? You don't control them, right? You bring them for show and tell. You got to do your work, but you can't be responsible for it all. Another tension in the middle of this, okay? Another tension is that we, followers of Jesus, can easily, churches, can make it a tension between show and tell. You know, some people are really good at the showing part. And, you know, they have, like, great prayer, and they pray for supernatural stuff, and it's terrific, but they're not so good with their words. Where other people are great with their words, you know, they can teach you to go door to door and say something smart, but it's all words, and it's no show. It's like show versus tell. Hey, that is a false tension. That's a false dichotomy. Jesus is pretty clear. He tells us both, go show and tell, period. There you go. Have a great weekend. Thanks for coming. It's both. And you know, there's another little lie hidden in this that, you know, some people are good. Billy Graham was really good with his words. And some people are good at the showing part. John Wimber was really good at praying for things and showing, demonstrating God's kingdom. But, you know, just like there's no, like, professional show and tell players, you know, people don't have it on their business cards. Oh, what do you do? I do show and tell. No, that's not a thing. And in the same way, proclaiming and demonstrating God's kingdom is an amateur sport. Everybody gets to play. You get to play. God makes it mandatory in his kingdom. And that's what we're talking about today. Show and tell. We're pressing into it. We're seeing how we it's our job. It is our joy to partner with God to show and to tell people about Jesus. And we can make it tense, but it doesn't have to be. It can be as simple as kindergarten. And we can do this with the help of the Holy Spirit. So let's ask him for his help now. Why don't you join me in prayer? Holy Spirit, come. God, I welcome your presence even more here. And I confess that sometimes we do shy away from showing and telling you. And God, forgive us of that. But you know, I don't see you wagging your finger at us. I see you lovingly saying, hey, come on, get in on the fun. This thing is so great. I want you to be part of it. Help us to feel that love and that draw to you. Help us to remember the things that you have done in our lives. Freely we have received. Now freely we should give. Holy Spirit, come and change us. Amen. All right, so let's unpack this show and tell partnership, how it works. You know, it's easy for us to make assumptions, to think it's all on our shoulders, but in the real world, the truth is God is already working in the people around us. God wants them. He loves them. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God is working in all of the people. He loves the people. And we might not always see it, but everybody that we know, that we come in contact with, you know, coworkers, friends, relatives, people at school or the gym or, you know, the store, God's doing something in them to draw them closer. Our job as the junior partner in this partnership is just to join in on what God's already doing. Just to ask him and join in on it. And let me tell you, another thing that happens in the real world is often crisis is key. Yeah, you know God, he doesn't cause addictions or anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts. God, he doesn't cause betrayal and separation, divorce, problems in relationships, arguments that never end. God doesn't cause cancer or death or layoffs or bankruptcy or legal problems. Oh, he doesn't do it. Those things aren't his will. They're caused by our rebellion, our sin, this broken world. But I'll tell you, when we're in crisis, when we get to like the end of our rope, the end of our abilities, we just come to the end of ourselves, there's the Holy Spirit preparing us for the good news about Jesus. Jesus, the only one that can actually fix our mess. See, show and tell with Jesus is way better than show and tell with a puppy. This is something that people need. The truth is, people desperately need Jesus. And it's our job to just connect them with the thing that they are already longing for. Yeah, this is an important point. The Apostle Paul, he was an early church planner, he talked about this. He said, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. You see, Jews, they were longing for signs, for power. That's what they wanted. Greeks, they wanted wisdom. And people today, they still want wisdom and power. And Americans, what do we want? Freedom. We want freedom. And people want belonging and beauty and, purpose. We have all these deep longings in our hearts. And these longings aren't bad. You know, God created them in us. The problem is we try to fulfill them in all the wrong places because we think Christ crucified? That's not going to help, right? That's foolishness. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Do you see what Paul is saying here? He's saying that for people that actually believe in Jesus, that they get Jesus, and through him, they get their deepest longings. Jews get real power. Greeks get real wisdom. Americans get real freedom through God. This show and tell business is so cool because what we're able to do is connect people with their deepest longings, the thing that they have always wanted. I mean, it's really great. Now, that gives some perspective on how the partnership works. Now, how can we be a good partner in this partnership with God? Well, first off, we can follow what Paul said. Love never fails. For God so loved the world. Do we love the other humans? I think if we just had a little bit of love for the other people in our lives, the humans, the little bit of God's love for them, we'd already have told them about Jesus. Let's be honest. We all have people in our lives that are hard to love. Could be a relative, could be a coworker, a neighbor, someone that's just, it's so hard to love them. We all have people in our lives that we avoid, right? Groups of people. It could be the poor or immigrants. It could be people that look different from us, a different race or ethnicity. It could be people with a different sexual orientation or people that don't follow the same rules we follow. Or, it could be people that think differently than us. We avoid Democrats or we avoid Republicans because we hate their politics and it makes it easy for us to hate them too. Hey, our partner, God, he has a crazy sense of humor. And he loves to send us in to do show and tell with people we don't like. And you ain't gotta like them. You just gotta love them. Holy Spirit, help us love them. Put your love in our hearts for all people, the people you love, everyone. Change us so that we can reach out to those around us, so that we can love people even that are different from us. Next, another way to be a good show and tell partner with God is to pray first. Yeah, if you want to share your faith, the first person that you should talk to is not your coworker, your neighbor, your roommate. The first person you should talk to is God. Holy Spirit, give me your love for that person. Holy Spirit, show me what you're doing in their life so that I can join in. How do you want me to join in, right? God, pour your love out on them. Call them to yourself. God, soften their heart to you. Yeah, we should all have, who are you praying for? Because we should all have a few people, a handful of folks, four or five folks that we are consistently praying for that they would come to know God. I mean, can you think of a few folks in your life that aren't following Jesus that you could pray for? If you can think of some names right now, write them down. Seriously, grab the like notes or, you know, I actually have written them down in my Bible so I don't lose the list. So just write down a few people's names that you're like, you know what? They don't know Jesus, but he knows them, and I want them to learn to know Jesus. Write their names down. We should consistently pray for them. It is so powerful. Next, get close. Get closer to people, right? It's really hard to do show and tell with folks who can't see you or hear you. And we are surrounded by people in our lives, where we work, where we live. Let's get closer to them. When Jesus says, go and make disciples, he's not telling us all to move to Africa, right? You can just go across the hall or across the street and invite a neighbor to come over for dinner. You can go to another cubicle and say, hello, hey, good to meet you. You know, invite a coworker to lunch. Learn some people's names so you can pray for them. Just get to know some people. And by the way, we're not making friends with people just so that we can tell them about Jesus. Let's not act like we're in some kooky cult, okay? No. We're remember the love part? We're making friends with people because we love them. And if we end up telling them about Jesus, we'll do that because we love them too. Yeah, get closer to people. How could you do that in your life? Maybe write that down too. Next. It also helps make us a good show-and-tell partner if we don't quit. Don't quit. You know, when you share your faith with people, it doesn't always go perfectly, right? Sometimes it can be awkward. We often will experience even, you know, opposition and rejection, and it sometimes seems like it's not working. You know, nothing's happening. Now, I'll tell you, just because we don't see something happening on the surface doesn't mean God's not doing something in people's hearts. And sure, we do this because we love people. We genuinely love them and want what's best for them. But we also do it for Jesus. It's a way of loving him back. So when you want to quit, when you don't want to do it, talk to Jesus. Be honest with him. Ask for more of his love. All right, that's how this partnership with God works for show and tell. These are ways that we can be better show and tell partners. But let's look more directly at our role in this show and tell, right? What exactly do we get to do? Well, we get to show, right? And show means doing something. Yeah, a lot of us, we want to get in there. You know, maybe we have a particular person on our heart that we would love for them to see Jesus. So we pray and we ask God, God, just tell me what to do. Come on. And we pray and we pray, God, what should I do? But we miss his response because his response is so simple. He's saying, just do something. Just do something to show them my love. Yeah, and now don't get me wrong. I think God sometimes gives us really specific instructions, like go to this place, that street corner, and look for someone wearing this, you know, polka dot dress, and pray for healing for that, you know, their ankle. And we should welcome and pray for those kind of instructions, but more often in my life, the instructions God's given me is just do something. Just go do something. So I'm going to give some examples here, things that we could do to show people God. First off, our changed lives, they point to Jesus. They do. And this is super easy, right? We just do something that gets people to ask why. Why? Like, hey, you used to be so angry or so anxious and insecure or so cold. How come you're different now? Why? Why? Or, hey, you used to be an addict or an adulterer or an abuser, but your life has really changed. Why? Or you used to be successful, the big shot corporate attorney, and now you're a pastor in the middle of nowhere and you love it. Why? Why? It's Jesus. Jesus, right? We're showing people Jesus. It's show and tell. This is showing, having them see him in our lives, pressing into our own personal transformation, letting God make us more like Jesus. This is powerful. Dealing with our junk, being honest about it, it shows people Jesus. Yet, it's not just the big transformations that count. You know, every time we go to UMD and we hand out hot dogs, free hot dogs, students ask why. Or, you know, when we go to the City of the North Parade and we hand out free hot chocolate. People ask, why? Why are we doing this? You can do this with us, hand out hot chocolate. Or you can just go across the street, right, to your neighbor and mow their lawn or shovel their snow. The snow's coming. And they'll ask, you know, they'll wonder why. Or you can stay after work, not to work on your work, but to help someone else with their project. Or, you know, clean the bathroom or do the dishes when it's someone else's turn. People notice. They wonder why. And these are not, they are not random acts of kindness. There's nothing random about Jesus. This is Jesus changing us, helping us show his love. How can we press into that? How can we do that in our lives? Okay, next, the Apostle Paul. He said in 1 Corinthians 14, eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially prophecy. Prophecy. Do you know who the first real evangelist was in the Bible? The first person who went and she told all her neighbors and her friends about Jesus? It was the woman Jesus met at the well in John 4. Read John 4. It's a great story. So Jesus meets this woman and he uses prophecy. He tells her things about herself that she would not have otherwise known. And she's like, whoa! She goes and tells everyone about him. But you know, God's still doing that today. Prophecy. We just need to desire it. We need to ask God, do you have something you want me to share with this other person? And I know this can be scary. I'll tell you, once I had a guy come up to me and ask for prayer as someone I didn't know, and he had this general prayer request. And so I asked God, God, what do you want me to say to him? And God revealed to me, that guy, he's hurting because he was abused by a priest. And I said, God, seriously? Is that for real? And you want me to say that? No, I can't say that, God, unless you tell me for sure that that's something. And I'm stalling for time. I'm asking him about his childhood and, you know, was anyone mean to you? And God doesn't relent. And so I say this, and he just breaks down. There are tears. And yeah, they're tears of pain, but they're mixed with tears of joy that God sees him, sees his pain, and wants to heal him and make him whole. It was powerful. Now, it's not always that risky and that dramatic, but God does this now. He tells us things about other people. Why don't we try this? You know, just think of one person in your life who's not following Jesus and ask God, God, hey, do you have something you want to tell them? You just have something you want to tell them. And it's okay if you don't hear something at first. Just ask again and again and again, because sometimes we have trouble hearing from God. Let's press into this. Let's try this, because it's a way that we can love people. All right, next. You know what? We are surrounded by people in our lives that are hurting, right? That have problems. They have medical problems. They have financial problems, emotional problems, relationship problems, all kinds of crisis and hurting going on. And one of the great ways that we press into show and tell is to ask them, can I pray for you right now? Can I pray for you right now? And yeah, it can be a little scary the first time, but I think lots of us here, we have made this a regular part of our lives, asking people, can I pray for you right now? And people, they usually say yes, you know, and even when they say no, almost everyone can see that it's a loving act, that we're asking them because we care about them. And when people let us pray and God shows up and he does stuff, what a way for them to see God. Holy smokes, there are some great stories here of that happening. But you know, when people let us pray and God shows up, he always shows up, but he doesn't. He does not do what we asked. That can be super powerful too. Because now people see our faith in a God that we don't control, a God that can bite and bark and pee on the carpet, right? They see this God who always shows up. He's always doing something, but we don't always know what. Yeah, when's the last time you asked someone, can I pray for you right now? How about we press into it more? What if we made it a goal to ask someone once a month, once a week, once a day, can I pray for you right now? Or maybe this, just ask the next 10 people, the next 10 people that tell you that they are sick, ask them, can I pray for you right now? Oh, can you hear Jesus? He's calling us. He's saying, hey, come and play. Come play show and tell with me. Let's do this together. He loves us so much. He wants us to be part of this. All right, that's some ways that we can show people God and his love, but it is show and tell. And for the tell, we need to use our words to tell people about Jesus, the good news about Jesus. The Apostle Paul, he wrote, "For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How, then, can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Okay, first off, if you're a follower of Jesus, you have been sent. Jesus said, go and make disciples. And he was talking to you. When he talked about us being his witnesses, that's us. Okay, and now don't get all freaked out because you're being sent to preach. Okay, preaching is just telling people the good news about Jesus. It doesn't require public speaking. You know, actually face-to-face, one-on-one is better. And Jesus, he says witnesses on purpose. You know, one of the most powerful things, the best way to show people that Jesus is true is by telling them your story. Your story. What is your story? What has Jesus done in your life? Tell that to people. You know, maybe you'd say, oh, you know, I was an addict and Jesus freed me. Or I had a big problem with porn and Jesus healed me. Or I used to be, you know, I just used to just live for myself, for money, for success, but Jesus taught me to love other people. Or you know what? I used to be the last person that would give away food in a food shelf, but God changed my heart. Or my marriage was messed up. I didn't get along with my kids. And Jesus, he brought us together. What is your story? You know, what has God done? That's powerful stuff. And it doesn't need to be super dramatic. It just needs to be real. Because if it's real, it's powerful. It's worth telling other people. And if you've never told anyone your story, you don't need to start by telling the most hardcore atheist you know, okay? Start by telling a friend, you know, work your way up, you'll get there. And also, you don't need to have all the answers about your story either. No, you don't. You know, Jesus is asking us to be his witnesses, not his defense lawyers. I love in the Bible, Jesus, he heals this man born blind and makes him into one of his witnesses. And people want to argue with him about it, right? They want to get him to say Jesus is bad, that he's a sinner. And the guy, he responds, he says, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see." Oh, I love that, right? Just tell people the facts. I was like this, and now I'm like this, and Jesus did it. That's our story. Can we tell people our story? The woman at the well did it, right? She was so touched by what Jesus did to her, what he did, that she went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Just look at how excited she was. She's like, come and see, come and see. You got to get in on this. This guy, you've got to see this. We can do that too. It's just three powerful words, right? Come and see, come and see. This week, invite someone to go to church with you. Invite someone to go to small group with you. Or I don't know, if you know a college student, invite them to come to finals relief night, right? It'll be pretty soon and they'll be freaked out about finals. Or invite someone to go to the Christmas parade and hand out hot chocolate with you, or come to the food shelf and give away food. Because inviting people is important. We're inviting them into a place, into a community where they can hear Jesus' story. Yeah, a big part of show and tell is telling people Jesus' story. And it counts when you invite them here to church and they hear Jesus' story. That counts. You know, we're all on one team, right? It's like the A team. You know, I pity the fool who doesn't invite people to church. I got to work on my Mr. T, you know, I got to admit that. But seriously, though, inviting people here is important for them to hear Jesus' story. But you know, not everybody we invite is going to come here, right? They're not. Sometimes Jesus is going to say, hey, guess what? I need you to tell them my story out there in the real world. Tell some normal people, okay? So what is Jesus' story? Well, the good news about Jesus is about Jesus. Jesus, right? Only Son of God. He humbles himself. He becomes a human. Christmas. He leads a perfect life. And then he suffers and dies that horrible death on the cross for us, to rescue us, to experience hell in our place, to pay the price for all the bad things we have ever done, the punishment we should receive. He takes it. But not only that, he gives us his perfection, his righteousness, so that we can be with him, so we can enjoy him and his life-changing love. And the fact that he is raised from the dead 3 days later, that just proves it's all true. And all we really need to do is believe that Jesus is who he said he is, Son of God, and that he did what he said he did, died for us, paid the price for our sins on the cross. We just need to accept that that's for us, that he did it for us. We need to go to him empty-handed, give up on ourselves, and say, okay, God, I'm in. I'm in. And when we do, we become children of God, children of the Father. Jesus becomes our boss, our king, our friend. And the Holy Spirit, he enters into us, helps us. He makes us become more and more like Jesus. It is so good. And we don't deserve it. We can't earn it. No, no, no. All we can do is accept it. We can call on the name of the Lord and be saved. And there's no magic words involved. It's like kindergarten, really. You just tell him you're in. And so I'm going to give you an example of how to do that. I'm just going to pray. I'm going to read a simple prayer of surrender. And if you're not following Jesus and you want in, you want to start following him, you can pray this prayer. Or maybe, you know, you were following Jesus, but you look at your life now and you're like, not really, not anymore. This is a great way to get started again. Or if you're like me and you're following Jesus, I love praying these prayers because they draw me closer to him. And in this whole show and tell business, this is the kind of prayer that we can invite people into to start following Jesus. So let's talk to God. Here we go. Jesus, I'm in. I want to follow you. I want to be a child of God. I know I've done bad things. I'm stuck in my sin. I can't fix myself. So, because of what you did on the cross, paying the price for the bad things I've done, because of the resurrection, proving it's all true, I surrender to you. With whatever faith I have, I'm saying I want you to be my boss, my Lord, my Savior, my friend. Thank you for your forgiveness. Will you fill me with your Holy Spirit? Would you change me from the inside out? I'm yours. Ah, nice. I tell you what, why don't you stand up with me? And I want to invite the ministry team to come forward. And if you just prayed that prayer with me, if you prayed it for the first time or you just committed your life to God again, why don't you come up? These folks up here on the ministry team, they have a packet they can give you. It's some information on how to start walking with Jesus just to get you going well. But first, let me pray for us. I want to pray for everyone that just prayed that prayer. So Father God, I thank you that we can pray that prayer and that we can surrender to you. I thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross, that you would die for us. You created us, but you also buy us back. You pay the price for our sins. And Holy Spirit, I thank you that you give us the strength to do it, to give up on ourselves, to come to you. God, for those of us that prayed that prayer for the first time, oh God, seal that, honor that, come and wrap your arms around us. God, for those of us that want to pray it and we've never really prayed it, but we're even having trouble now, God, give us courage to tell you that we're in. God, for the folks who haven't really been following you, but maybe have in the past, God, give us the courage to re-up, to start over fresh now with you. God, for those of us that are followers of you, God, just renew our connection with you. Draw us close. Help us to feel your love. You love us so much that you would come and die for us. You want to give us yourself. You want to change us and let us have the good life. God, we say yes to you. Yes, come. And God, for those of us that are followers of Jesus, that maybe we do shy away from telling others about you, from show and tell, God, I don't think that you are wagging your finger at us. You're not here to make us feel guilty or judge us. You're here to say, hey, I want you to be part of this. I want you to play. Step out and play. And so God, just change us so that we can do that. Start with our hearts. Pour love into our hearts for the people around us. God, help us to have such a burning love for them that we want what's best for them. We truly do. That we want to tell them about you. God, help us to start praying for the people around us that they may find you and know you and love you, that they may have the good life in you, their deepest longings fulfilled. And God, today, this morning, we've talked about a lot of ways that we can be part of show and tell. And I know you want us to do them all, but that can be really overwhelming. So Holy Spirit, just shine your bright light on the one or two, maybe three things that you want us to start with. Show us where to start. Maybe it's just walking over and talking to the neighbor on the other side of the fence. Maybe it's, you know, it's praying for words for someone, for prophecy, or, you know, it could be inviting them to come and be part of what we're doing, telling our story, whatever that thing is, just shine your light on it. And God, give us the courage and the joy to actually do it, to be part of what you're doing. Oh God, we love you so much. Help us to love you back. Help us to feel your love and to love you back. Come, Holy Spirit. You know, I would like to invite you to respond to what God's doing by coming forward and letting one of these folks pray for you. That is a powerful way to press into what God's doing. Maybe you just surrendered your life to Jesus. Let us pray about that. Maybe you want to, but you're not sure exactly how. Let's pray for that. Like I said, these folks can pray for you. They got a packet of information for you. If that's where you're at, we'd love to pray for you. Or maybe you're struggling with this whole idea of show and tell, telling other people about my faith. Maybe you need courage and strength from God. We can pray for that. You know, maybe you're not sure what to do next. Let's pray. Or maybe you're actually excited about it. You know, maybe this is a regular part of your life, asking people, can I pray for you right now? And you want to celebrate that and thank God for what he's done. Let's pray. You know, really, if there's anything in your life that you need God into, maybe it's trouble in your relationships, you need physical healing, you got financial things going on, maybe your life is just a little overwhelming right now, we would love to pray for that. They're going to lead us in some more worship here, and I'm just going to invite you to slow down, hear what else God has to say to you today. Thanks for coming to the Vineyard.